Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samache, and we are two lines from the top of Daf Samache Amid Aleph, the two dots. Yotzisa Kat Rishoyna V'chul. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalom of Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah Bas Mecha, and Shmuel Ben Tehila. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus V'Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miril and Shena Leah Bas Bela. Today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibodol L'chaim Toivim Reb Moshe Chaim. So yesterday we learned the Mishnah Daf Samech Dalet Amid Aleph that described some of the process and the tzura of what it looked like Erev Pesach Yud Dalet Nisan when the Karban Pesach was brought Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYakayim. One of the things the Mishnah said was that there were many Yidden that packed the Azara when the Karban Pesach was brought. Not just that, the Yidden that entered the Azara to bring their Karban Pesach were divided into three groups. Meaning the Karban Pesach was brought in three kitos, three groups. So the first group would enter, the doors of the Azara would be shut, machloikis abayi v'rova, if they shut miraculously, or if one of the Kayhanim physically would close it. But there were now many, many, many Yidden packed into the Azara, and they began the process of bringing the Karban Pesach. There was Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. There was an assembly line. There were silver klisharis. There were gold klisharis. As the Karban Pesach was being slaughtered, there was Hallel being recited, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether it was the Kitos themselves that were saying Hallel, or whether it was the Levim that were saying Hallel, the Briskerov. Was the Hallel said because there's a din that Karban Pesach requires Hallel? If that was the case, everybody said Hallel. Or is it more related to Shira ala Karban? If that's the case, the Levim's job was always to be the ones to sing Shira ala Karban. Regardless, after the first cut finished doing what his did, a second cut entered. And then a third cut entered. It says, the Gemara, Yotzasa kat rishoyna v'chulotana, hina kras kat atzlonis. The third cut was known as the lazy cut. Why? Because they were last. And because they entered the Azara last, so it was indicative of some atzl. Straight to Gemara, v'holei sagit alav hachit, my havagul demevet. What were they supposed to do? Someone inevitably was going to have to be last. There was going to have to be a third group. So why are we having tainas on the third group? We're describing them in some derogatory way. At the end of the day, it had to be somebody. Says the Gemara, it's true, it had to be somebody, but it didn't have to be then. Afilu hachi, bayilu lezruzei nafshayu. The fact that there were those that were able to make it into the first two groups says something about those that only made it to the third group. And as a result, they would be looked down upon somewhat. They were known as the Kat Atzlonis, says the Gemara, Kid Detanya. And this idea, which although seems extremely straightforward, says the Gemara, could be explained with a mashal. Rabbi Yemi, Rabbi said, Yef Shaloy Lamalei Basin, Ubalei Bors. It's inevitable that someone is going to be in the perfume business and someone's going to be in the business of processing hides. Now, to be in the perfume business was considered a nice thing. To be in the bursi business, not as nice, said Rebbe, even though it's inevitable that there will be people that are in the business of basam and others in bursi, but ashrei mishum nasei basam, oiloi mishum nasei bursi, at the end of the day, praise to someone that's a basam, and oi to a person that's a bursi. Additionally, he said, it's inevitable that the world has to be populated with zecharim at nekevos. Asher mi shabon of zecharim, oiloi mi shabon of nekevos. That's the mashal. What's the nimshal? The point is that it's inevitable that there's going to be a kat rishoyna and a kat shniya and a kat shlishis. But says the Gemara, ashrei mi who made it into the kat rishoyna and the kat shniya, oiloi to a person that made it into the kat shlishis. Now this last line in the Gemara, Ashrei Misha Bonov Scharim, Oiloi, Misha Bonov Nekevois, should not be taken out of context and perhaps shouldn't be said over at the Shabbos table either. But the Chassam Sofer here on the Gemara says that Yesh Loima, that what Chazal were trying to say was that in Svarim Akhtoshim, a Zachar is always the Mashpia. A Nekeva is always a Mushpa. A Zachar is someone that gives. And a Nekeva is somebody that receives. And what Chazal were saying was, Ashrei Misha Bonav Scharim. Praise is a person whose children are Scharim, they're Mashpiyin. Oiloi Misha Bonav Nekeva is people that they don't have the ability ever to be Mashpiyin. They're never looking to help other people. and to make other people better. But to the contrary, they're always looking to be on the receiving end. That's what Chazal meant when they said, Ashrei Misha Bonav Scharim, Oiloi Misha Bonav Nekevis. The Misha said, Maseach Bechoyel, Kach Maseach Beshavs. The way the Karban Pesach was brought on during the week is the same way that the Karban Pesach was brought when Yodal and Nisan fell out on Shabbos. So we know the Karban Pesach was Doiche Shabbos, as the Mishnah, the same way the Karban Pesach was brought when Pesach fell out during the week is the same way it was brought when it fell out on Shabbos. Elo, the Mishnah, however, said one caveat. Shakehanim adichen eso azor. What the Kehanim would do when Pesach fell out during the week and on Shabbos is they would clean the azor. And that was shaloi b'tzani chacham. That's not something the chacham were happy with. Meaning, after all the karbanos were brought, you could imagine the azor was very messy. There was so much blood and different parts of the karbanos, and the kohanim would clean the hazara. They would do it on Shabbos as well. And says the Gemara, this was shaloi ben tzayin chacham. Says the Gemara, shaloi ben tzayin man. Which one of the chachamim was opposed to this? Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said it wasn't really shaloi ben tzayin all the chacham, but rather shaloi ben tzayin Rabbi Eliezer. It was not in accordance with the great Rabbi Eliezer, the Rabbanon, because according to Rabbanon, Amri Shvosu, the Rabbanon hold that to wash out the hazara would entail and Issa de Rabbanon, the Inch was Bemikdash, and we know the rule that all these Surah de Rabbanon were never imposed in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Mahi, what's this machloikas Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbanon that the Gemara is referring to? Tanya Belun to the Braisa, Echad Achoylev, if somebody milks an animal on Shabbos, Vahamichavit, somebody curdles milk on Shabbos, Vahamigabin, somebody makes cheese on Shabbos, Ki Groigris, if he made it the shear of a Groigris, or Hamichavit, if somebody sweeps a house on Shabbos, the Hamirabit, somebody sprinkles water on a dusty floor to settle the dust, or if somebody removes honeycomb from a beehive on Shabbos, what's the halacha with all these things? Bishoygik, if he does it, Bishoygik, Bishabbos on Shabbos, Chayv Chatas, Bichayv Chatas. Like anyone that's Michal Shabbos, Bishoygik, he has to bring a Chatas. Hazid, what if he did it Bimezid? Binyantif, Loikas Arban, if he did it on Yantif, he would get Malkis, Divri Rebbe Eliezer, Azoy Halk Rebbe Eliezer. So we just mentioned six things that Rabbi Eliezer holds. One is not allowed to do on Shabbos and Yontif. Not just that. Rabbi Eliezer holds these are Isurei Deiraisa. How do you know Rabbi Eliezer holds they're Isurei Deiraisa? Because he said if you do it on Shabbos B'shoygig, you have to bring a Karban Chatas, which means it's an Issa Deiraisa. He said if you do it P'mezen on Yontif, you get Malkus, which again means it's an Issa Deiraisa. What were the six things? Two groups of three. Hachoylev, somebody milks an animal. Hamechabit, somebody curdles milk. Vamegami, somebody makes cheese. That was the first group. The second group was, if somebody sweeps a house, Hamachabit, Vahamirabit, you sprinkle water on the dusty floor to settle it, Vahroidachal Asvash, and somebody removes the honey. And say, Echadzeh, Echadzeh, Eni Yalam Mishum Shvos. No. You want to know what these things are? They're not Asamid Eiraiso. All they are is Asamid Rabbat. Now Rashi speaks out, this is more Negeya, the sugi is a mesach de Shabbos, but Rashi says that the chachamim that argue with Rebbe Eliezer are really only arguing with the latter three, not with the former three. Meaning, Rebbe Eliezer said six things are aser on Shabbos and Yontif midday raisa. The first and the six things that he mentioned, he divided into two groups of three. It's the latter three that the chachamim are arguing with. Okay, but what do you see from here? One point, and that is, as it relates to mechabed, sweeping a floor, cleaning up a house, is that aser midday raisa, or is that only aser midday rabbanon? Rabbi Eliezer included it in the things that are aser midday raisa. The Chachamim argued. They said the latter three, one of which was mechabed, is only aser midday rabbanon. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, mechabed is an aser midday raisa. According to the Chachamim, mechabed is only a shvos. If mechabed is a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether it's an Issa de Raisa or an Issa de Rabbanon, Taimid Rav Chizda, it would seem then that to wash out the Azara would be the same thing. Because washing the Azara is really tantamount to being Mechabed. So if Mechabed is a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, then washing the Azara should also be a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. If that's the case, late Rabbi Eliezer, what the Chachamim did in the Beis HaMikdash or what the Kehanim did was an Issa de Raisa. According to the Chachamim, it was only a Shvos. So when the Mishnah said that it was Shaloi B'tzayin Chachamim, it was Shaloi B'tzayin Rabbi Eliezer, said Rav Chizda. According to Rav Chizda, you're violating an Issa de Raisa. Oh, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't do this. But according to the Chachamim, all it is a Shvos. If all it is a Shvos, ain't Shvos B'mikdash anyways, this is not something you have to worry about. Now that's Pasha, just stating the obvious, that today, if somebody was going to wash his floor or sweep the floor, it's not like what it was once upon a time. Once upon a time, they didn't have hard floors necessarily the way we have today. So things were a little bit different. So you can't necessarily apply what Rabbi Eliezer and Chachamim were arguing about to the way we live today. But the point is, in the Azara, whether or not to wash out the whole mess that was there would to do on Shabbos would be If it's us with the rice, us with the rabbanon, if the Mishnah said it was shloim b'tzayin chacham and said Rav Chisda, it must be it was shloim b'tzayin Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi said, "Afilu teimish shloim b'tzayin chacham." I don't think you have to say that the Mishnah, when it said shloim b'tzayin chachamim, was invoking shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Could be shloim b'tzayin chachamim means none of the chachamim were okay with it. Rav Nosson, he's going according to Rav Nosson, the Tanya learned in the Brayis. Rav Nosson, Rav Nosson said, "Shvus tzricha hitiru, shvus she'ena tzricha loy hitiru." Although it's true, ain't shvus b'mikdash. This is a very important rule that we talked a lot about at the end of Masechtas Erevin. It was the last sugya in Erevin. And that is that even though Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, there are many exceptions to the rule. You have to read the fine print. It's not always the case. And one of those exceptions, said Rav Nosson, is a Shvus that you have to do on Shabbos. You have no choice. You need it for avoida or for something very, very important that you're allowed to do. But a shvusha in a tzricha, lo yehetiru, to clean up the azara after the avoida was already done, is a shvusha in a tzricha. So said Rav Ashi, could be the mishnah going even according to the chachamim. It was shaloi b'tzayin chachamim to clean out the azara, even though it's only a shvus and ain't shvus b'mikdash, but it's a shvusha in a tzricha. And a shvusha in a tzricha, lo yehetiru. In other words, machlekes Rav Chisda and Rav Ashi, when the mishnah said shaloi b'tzayin chachamim, does it mean shaloi b'tzayin Rabbi Eliezer, or does it mean even shaloi b'tzayin? Now, this Gemara that we just went through quickly, we spoke a lot about in Masechta Shabbos. One particular line, and that is Hamigabe. In the Mishnah, or in this Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, it's Mavur that if somebody makes cheese on Shabbos, you're going to violate an Isser Doyrais. Which one of the Malachas does it involve? So in the Sugi Masechta Shabbos, it's Mavur that it's the Malach of Baina. And we spoke out Tosfos Kasha in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Hamad Aleph, who says that if that's the case, it comes out that boina, which you usually think of as a malacha that's not l'tzayr chaychal nefesh, can be a malacha that's l'tzayr chaychal nefesh. Because making cheese is tzayr chaychal nefesh. Now we know any malacha that's l'tzayr chaychal nefesh, you're allowed to do on yontif. We also know, there's a machlokes b'shaim b'shil, whether you're allowed to do a malacha that's a oichal nefesh to a malacha, shaloi letzayrach oichal nefesh. We paskin like b'shil who holds, mitoich shahutra malacha letzayrach oichal nefesh, hutra nami shaloi letzayrach oichal nefesh. So says Tosfos, if you put all these pieces together, here's the kasha. If megabin is boina, and you're allowed to be megabin on yontif, because it's a malachas oichal nefesh, so it comes out, you could be boina on yontif. How could he be boina on yontif letzayr chaychal nefesh? If he could be boina on yontif letzayr chaychal nefesh, according to Basil, who we paskin like, you could be boina on yontif shaloi letzayr chaychal nefesh. If that's the case, boina should never be an isadei raisa. You should always be allowed to build. Because you'll say, mitoich shahutra letzayr chaychal nefesh, hutra nami shaloi letzayr chaychal nefesh. That's Tosfos Kasha, Masech Teshabbos, Daf Tzadik Hamad Aleph. We spoke out a tshuva from the Ber Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan Spector, when we learned Masech Teshabbos, Daf Tzadik Hamad Aleph, with a lot of raid. This Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar Tzion, quotes this Ber Yitzchak. But again, that's raid that we already spoke about, Yetz Hashem and the related raid bites. But for now, Vayter, Yehuda said that after all three kitos brought their Karbonos Pesach, there was one last thing that was done with the dam of the Karbon Pesach. Yehuda, just reading from the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom. Kois hayim emale midam ataroivis. A kohen would come, he would take a kois, and he would take from the dam of the taruvis, all the blood that was on the floor, and he would fill up one cup. Zorka zrika achas agav mizbeach. He would do one zrika on the mizbeach. V'loi hoidu loi chachamim, and the chachamim were not in agreement to what he did. So, a very interesting custom, Rabbi Yehuda said. After all the karbonis were brought, we had an idea in yesterday's stuff of how many animals it sometimes was. 1.2 million animals, Maisa Bagrifas HaMelech. So they would take one kais full of dam and do one zrika with this dam. So what was this all about? Something more tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimim, kais, ma'alim, dam, atarobis. What was the reason? Because there was a concern that if the blood of one of these karbonis, Pesach, fell on the floor, nimtza zeh machshir. It's very possible that somewhere in this assembly line, somewhere in this tumult that went on in the Beis HaMikdash, a little bit of blood might have fallen on the ground. And if that's the case, it could be there's a Karban Pesach in the mix, literally, that never had its dam sprinkled on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yehuda said, we need to address this. And the way Rabbi Yehuda said we're going to address this is, we're going to take one kois, we're going to fill it up with the dam of the Taruvais, by putting that dam onto the Mizbeach, do one zrika with it. That will be machsher, or make up, in the event of, that something like this might have happened. Amar Leila Rabbi Yehuda, Sacham told Rabbi Yehuda, V'aloi Leila Neskabel B'Kli. This dam never made it into the Keli. So if it was never Neskabel B'Kli, you can't do a zrika anyways. In order to do a zrika, the dam that came out of the animal would first have to have had a kabbal. Shrita, dam comes out, Kabbalah in a Klisharis. The Klisharis, by the way, is Mekadesh the Dam. It gives it some of the necessary Kedusha that the Dam needs in order to be able to go into the Mizbeach. Hoylacha to the Mizbeach. And then you do a Zerika. So Chama told Rabbi Yehuda, this Dam that you're trying to be Machsher, how can you be Machsher? There was never a Kabbalah done. If there was never a Kabbalah done, so it's lacking the Avoid of Kabbalah. It's lacking the Kedusha that the Kabbalah gives it, because Kabbalah is nowhere to Klisharis. So the Zerika is anyways going to be a possible Zerika. How did the Chachamim know that the Dam never had a Kabbalah? Maybe he did have a Kabbalah. Ella Hachikam. You're right. Let's tweak what the Chachamim said. They said, Shemalein is Kabbalah B'Kli. Maybe it wasn't received in a Kli. And being that maybe it wasn't received in a Kli, so we don't know if there was a Kabbalah. On the tzad that there was no Kabbalah, this Rika's not going to help anyways. So why are we getting involved in this? You're not even sure it's going to work. If you knew for sure it's going to work, Memela. But being that you don't know for sure it's going to work, what would be the tzad it's not going to work? Maybe you never had a Kabbalah. So the Chur, it shouldn't be okay. So he told him, no, I'm saying it's okay because I know that there was a Kabbalah. We know Yada. He said, because Kehanim's reason, hey. Because Kehanim was reason. And they made sure there was a Kabbalah. His reason, hey, my mind is Mishtapach. Then my of Shach. If the Kehanim has reason, you trust them that they did a Kabbalah. So why are you concerned now that the Dam poured out of the Klisharis? So he said, no, that's really different. Agav Zrizu Sayu Da'avdi Mishtapach. Kabbalah was integral. That was something that absolutely had to be done. There's no way to make up for a shchita of a carbon pesach that didn't have a Kabbalah. Once the dam touches the ground without a Kabbalah, it gets maybe the most famous psul in Kachim, and that is Nishbach. At that point, you can't do anything with this dam anymore. So they were very careful to make sure the dam never went on the mizbeach. What happened afterwards, there they were a little less careful. Why? Because you can always do what I'm suggesting you should do. But the point is, said Rabbi Yehuda, I'm comfortable that there was a Kabbalah done, and that's why this is going to work. But the Gemara has another technical problem. Not all of the dam that comes out of an animal after Shechita was roi to be put on the Mizbeach. It was only the dam ha-nefesh. So what the dam ha-nefesh is, the Gemara talks about in Masechtis, Zvach and Daf Chafei, but only the dam ha-nefesh as opposed to the dam ha-tamsis. For our Gemara, we just need to know two things. Number one, the dam ha-nefesh is the good dam. In terms of Zrika, dam ha-tamsis, you can't be yoytze the mitzvah of Zrika with. Number two, there was a lot more dam ha-tamsis than there was dam ha-nefesh. So the question is, what about the dam ha-tamsis? That's ma'uruv. And the dam ha-tamsis can't go in the mizbeach. And not only can it go in the mizbeach, it's mevatel any of the dam ha-nefesh. So, l'chura, what are you accomplishing? The little bit of dam ha-nefesh is going to be bottle beroiv. Most of it is dam ha-tamsis. Right? Most of the dam on the floor is dam ha-tamsis. It's not dam that you could do a Zrika with. So what are we accomplishing? You're right. In the Chachamim's world, this wouldn't work. But this is Rabbi Yehuda talking. And Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, it does work. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Dama Tamsis was good Dama. I didn't even go into the price. Dama Tamsis baz horo. Chachamim say, if somebody eats Dama Tamsis, all it is a lois, I say. Ordinarily, if somebody eats Dama, eats, by the way, not drinks. The Torah says you're not allowed to eat dam. The Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to drink dam. Chaim said that's why the shear of Isser dam is bekezayas and not berevias. Because being that the Torah says thou shalt not eat, not thou shalt not drink, it's the Isser achila that's koveya the shear. And macholois, asures are always bekezayas. But dam hatamsis is only in azot. Rabbi Yehuda, it may be karis. It's even karis. See, you see, Rabbi Yehuda considers dam hatamsis like dam hanefesh. He says you get karis for it. You get karis for the dam hanefesh. Rabbi Yehuda says even dam hatamsis. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda l'tameh, it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda holds you could do zrika with dam hatamsis, but the Gemara says it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda's moida as it relates to kapara, that you don't get kapara from the dam hatamsis. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that the dam hatamsis is like dam hanefesh as it relates to the isser. Karis, if you eat dam ha-tamsis, if you eat dam ha-nefesh, but in terms of being a kind of mitzvah zrika, from that you need dam ha-shenema, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper, dam ha-nefesh yoytzevay mechaper, dam ha-shein ha-nefesh yoytzevay, ein ha-mechaper, meaning even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds dam ha-tamsis on some levels like dam ha-nefesh, not with regards to zrika, the Gemara says, you're right. El Rabbi Yehuda l'tameh, it's a different Rabbi Yehuda l'tameh. The Omar who said, ein dam, mevatol dam. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that dam is not mevatol dam. And because Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that dam is not mevatol dam, so you don't have to worry about the dam ha-tamsis. What was the problem? There's dam ha-tamsis here. You're going to do zrika with dam ha-tamsis. Okay, I'm also doing zrika with dam ha-nefesh. There's dam ha-nefesh. Yeah, but there's much more dam ha-tamsis than there's dam ha-nefesh. So the dam ha-nefesh is going to be batal. So you're not accomplishing anything. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda l'tameh. Rabbi Yehuda holds, ein dam mevatol dam. In the vernacular of Hilchas Basa V'Cholav and Taruva is Mim B'Minay Loi Batal. So if Mim B'Minay is Loi Batal, who's the one that holds Mim B'Minay Loi Batal? It's Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Shas. Very Gishmak. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no Bittal anyways. So you have Dam HaNefesh. Aye, there's more Dam HaTamsis. Who cares? At the end of the day, the Dam HaNefesh is not going to be Batal. So like this, you'd be able to do as Rikas. Rabbi Yehuda held that what the Kehanim would do is they would take one Kais, They would fill it up with dam. And what was the purpose of filling it up with dam? To go do one zrika. Why are they doing a zrika? Because maybe there's an animal that didn't get a proper zrika. I'm comfortable, said Rabbi Yehuda, there was a Kabbalah. Because Kehanim's reason, and they made sure that the dam wasn't nishbach. That's a big time soul. That they never allowed to happen. But it could be somewhere in the assembly line, maybe some of the dam fell. That's very possible. And being that there's a possibility that a dam didn't get a zrika, let's make one kais and pour a little bit of dam on the mizbeach. And like this, I'm comfortable that will be yoitza. Isn't most of the dam atamtzis anyways? And you can't be yoitza with dam atamtzis? Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. Rabbi Yehuda holds min mamini leibatol. So in dam mevatol dam. So even though most of it is dam atamtzis, but as long as a little bit is dam anefesh, that in and of itself would be enough. Tanya, we have a braisa that continues this discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim with regards to this minute that Rabbi Yehuda said took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Chachamim had a problem with it. So Amalam Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda told the Chachamim, Lidiv Reichem, according to you. By the way, Rabbi Yehuda lived after Churban Bayis Sheni. So this is Tanoim sitting around and debating what happened in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. They couldn't ask the Kohanim. This is years after the Churban. So they're trying to recreate and go back and try to create this visual and this picture of what it was like in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yehuda told the Chachamim, he says, according to you, that they didn't do what I'm suggesting. There was a canal of water that used to stream through the Azara. And at times, the Chachamim would plug holes in the walls of the Azara so that the water that flowed through the Azara would be able to settle. Meaning the Chachamim had an ability to plug holes in the Azara, so that any liquids that congregated on the ground of the Azara would remain there. One of the times they did this was on Erev Pesach. They were poikik as Azara. That was an objective fact. That's what happened. So Rabbi Yehuda turns to the Chachamim and he says, tell me, why did they do this? And think about what it created. You have all this blood, literally all over the place. This is real blood. We're going to see in a minute. It was starting to, there were inches of blood. So you have this all here on the ground. Why would there have been Paikik as Azara? Would it have made more sense to let the stream of water that always flowed through the Azara just sweep the blood out? Why would they have done it? So Rabbi Yehuda al-Kham, you know, I think they did it because they wanted to save the dam. Why they want to save the dam? Oh, because they were going to do Azrika. So Rabbi Yehuda al-Kham, I'm right. We can debate from today till tomorrow what happened. But I have an objective fact that you can't dispute. We know this happened. Why did it happen? Let's think about it for a second. The only rational explanation is because they wanted to do a zrika. Amrullah, so Chama told you that's not why they did it. They did it because they wanted there to be a lot of blood in the Azara. Why? Shvach l'bnei Aharon sheyechu ad arka v'yisayim b'dam. Because it was considered a shvach for the Bnei Aharon, also known as the Goyanim, for them to be doing the avoida literally knee-deep in blood. Freak the Gemara, it's a shvach. This has halachic issues. Number one, it's a chatzitza. Okay, Hanum had to be standing on the floor when they did the azar. Isn't this a chatzitza? So the Gemara says, lachu, no, because it's liquid. Blood, ink, milk, honey, yivashim. If they dry, chaitzen, it's a chatzitza. Lachin, if they're moist, they're liquid, ain't chaitzen. Feiting varma kometasvi manayu. The big day kahuna are gonna get dirty. The tanya will learn to the bride, haibagad metushtoshin. If the big day kahuna became dirty, for avad, and according to the avad, avad asapsula, it's considered but chitem with the madulumanayu. So you tell me, no, maybe the begadim didn't get, maybe they rolled their pants up. So if you roll up the michnesayim, like if there's a flood, so like this, you don't have to worry. But you can't do that either, because the time you learn to the bride, said, midoy bad, midoy kimidosoy, the clothing of the Kayhanim were tailor-made. It had to be perfect. It couldn't be too short. It couldn't be too long. So, says the Gemara, they plugged it on purpose. So like this, they should be walking in blood. If anything, you're creating major halachic issues. Number one, you have a chatzitza. Okay, you'll tell me it's not a chatzitza because it's liquid. Okay, but at the same time, you have another issue because now the big day shorts are going to get dirty. Elamai, they rolled their pants up. That doesn't work. It has to be perfect. Something Gemara says, "Beilochas Eibarim Lekevish." Now you know when they were at Arkavaysein Bedam, when they were taking the limbs that they were going to do the Akhtar with, and they were bringing it to the Kevesh and walking it up to the Mizbeach. The Lavavoid, it's not an Avoida. What do you mean it's not an Avoida? So if it's not an Avoida, the big tycoon is not Ma'akiv. So then they can walk at Arkavay Sein Bedam, or then they can roll their pants up. The point is, then it's not Fate Gemara of Eloy, Vamid, Baikun, and Avoidehi. If Kohen had to be the one that took the Ivarim up to the Mizbeach. And if that's the case, must be it's an Avoida. Because if it's not an Avoida, then why do you need a Kohen? Tiny will to the right, Vikrava Kohen is Akola Mizbeach, Azuay, Lachas Ivarim Lekevesh. We learn from a pasuk, the hikruv akoyin es akoyl, hoy lachas evarim bekevesh, see, it's an avoida. Because otherwise, If it's an avoida, it needs big day kohuna. If it needs big day kohuna, it can't be dirty or it can't be rolled up. Elo beilach is eitzim lemarach. No, you're right. What's referring to is taking the wood onto the mizbeach so that you can make the fire. It was for the atzei marocho, the lava avoida here. That's already not an avoida. And that's when it was a shvach lebnei Aharon, sheyelchu ad arkevay seim bedam. But for the Gemara, I understand. So basically, you're telling me that the kohanim plugged the holes in the walls of the Azara. They made sure that the water wasn't going to be able to go through, which meant that the dam wasn't going to be able to go through. Now you have dam to the point where sometimes it can literally be knee-deep. I have major problems with the Avoida. So the Gemara says, no, it was only Negeya. Ha'ilochas eitzim lebezbech. I hear. But they had to do the other Avoidas also. And if it's going to be this way for ha'ilochas eitzim, it's going to be this way for all the Avoidas. So at the end of the day, the other Avoidas, how were they able to do it? Says the Gemara, ba'ilochas evarim lekevesh, u'ba'ilochas da miyahechi asli, had they do the other halachas? So the Gemara says, the maskia itztabi, you have to say that they built itztabois, they had these platforms, Rashi says, harehen keritzpa, they had a din of floor, so you don't have chatzitza problems, and that's how they did the other avodas. So when it came to bringing the wood, they dafka wanted to be in the blood. Why? Because it's shvachu lebnei Aharon sheyelchu ad arkev seim bedam. When it came to the things that they didn't want to be in the blood, why? Because you have technical problems. The big day kahuna, you have other issues. So then fakar, then they had its tabois, and they took advantage of these platforms, and that's how they were able to do the other avodas. Just one ha'ara before we go weiter. So the Gemara says, and this is a classic line in Shas, Shvachu lebnei Aharon sheyelchu ad arkev seim bedam. That we would think that for a kohen to do the avoda and to be knee deep in blood would not be a nice thing. This is the way you do avoda, but says the Gemara wasn't that way. Shvachu lebnei Aharon sheyelchu ad arkev seim bedam. And what's the hesber? The hesber is pashut. It's because where did this dam come from? It came from the karbonos, and being that the dam came from the karbonos, so this was a simon of the avoda that was being done. That dam is a shvachu lebnei Aharon. Yeah, if you would walk through blood and do the avoda, that wouldn't be the appropriate way of doing it. But being that the dam, the mess, was a result of avoidas Hashem, that type of mess is not megareya. That type of mess, to the contrary, it's a good thing. It's a hidur. Shvachu lebnei Aharon sheyelchu ad arkev seim bedam. The Chasam Sofer, in his Chidushim al Hashas in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, is discussing the halach of an esrig hamenumer. An esrig hamenumer is an esrig that looks like a leopard. It has spots, and there's a problem in that sugya because it's not hadar. If it has spots and it looks not nice, so therefore there could be an issue. So the Chasam Sofer says that the truth is that it always bothered me that in the course of Yontif, when a person uses his esrig, right, towards the latter days of Sukkot, the esrig is going to start having spots. It's inevitable. Roif pamim al yidei mishmush hayad, v'roif hananuim noldu boi nimurim nimurim, v'gam niklav k'tzas mekoymeis me ha'ore elyon ha'klipa ha'chitzoyno, v'nasa mekoyme kemenumor, u'mi yoideyem hu'mi maraga esrig. So you can have real issues. So said the Chasam Sofer, what's pshat? That nobody has a problem on the fourth day of Sukkot taking his esrig where by a shana rab, it could be there's real issues with it. How come no one has a problem with it? Says the Chasam Sofer. Nearly. I think the pshat is that esrig is a pre-eitz hadar. What do you mean? It's not a pre-eitz hadar. Because kivin shabai de mitzvasoi. Being that had it those spots come, it came from doing the mitzvah. It came from handling it. Zeu hoidei vehadaroi. This is the hoid v'hodr of the esrig. To look at an esrig and to see that it looks used, it looks beaten up a little bit. Why? Because you were mekayim the mitzvah so many times, that doesn't take away from pri eitz hadar. To the contrary, zeu hoidai v'hadaroi, v'ktsas rai l'zeh, says the Chasam Sofer, v'psochem samachem et beish, shvachu l'zari shal aharon, sheyelchu ad arkev seim bedam. That you see this idea that the dam that came from the karbonos wasn't a chisaron, to the contrary, it was a milo. Shvachu l'bnei aharon. So in that same vein, says the Chasam Sofer, could be those spots that you have on the esrig by the end of Yontif is not considered a chisaron, to the contrary. It's shvachu lebnei Aharon zeu hoydei v'hadare, and you can be mekayim the mitzvah of pri eitz hadar. Keitz ha'toilu mafshit and v'chulu korav ha'itziu as a murav nasnam b'meigiz. And the gerus in the Mishnah was v'hiktiram. So now we're up to the haktara of the emurim of the carbon Pesach. So first it was hung, it was skinned, the emurim were taken out, v'hiktiram, and then they were burnt. So the Gemara makes a very, very subtle dik. Atahu gufei have a maktilhu. Sounds a little bit like the one that skinned the animal was the one that did the haktara. Now, hefshet is not an avoida. And as a result, it was kosher bizarre. Haktara is very much an avoida. And as a result, it's possible Zara. Zara that does the Haktara is Chai Misa. So he wasn't allowed to do it. It sounds a little bit from the Mishnah, the one that did the Hefshet did the Haktara. Not necessarily the case, because chances are that a Zara was the one that did the Hefshet, and that's for sure that only a Kohen was able to do the Haktara. So the Gemara says, Otto hu gufei havi maktalu. The Gemara says, you're right. Don't say, Nosnei b'megiz v'hiktiram, but rather, Eimo lihaktiram al-gabei mizbeach. The Zara did the Hefshet, and then someone else, lihaktiram, for have another person, a Kohen, he came and he did the Haktara. Yotzisa kat Rishayna v'chulu. After all three kitim were finished bringing the carbon pesach, they said hallow, they did the haktara, now it's time to go home with the basar. They're going to take the basar at night, they're going to roast it, and they're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas carbon pesach, which is a mitzvah and a whole sugya unto itself. Says the Gemara, Brais, Tano, kol echem ve'echem leisim pischei ba'ayra. Every single chabur would take his pesach, he would put it in the or of the animal, umafshal achayrev, he'd put it over his shoulders, and that's the way he would walk home. Amar Rav Elish, Rav Elish said, tayo'os, that they would go home, the way they look, they would carry the carbon pesach, last Rashi in the Perek, derech soicharim yishme'elam huzeh. Literally, the way that the Arab merchants would carry their goods, their wares that they were selling, that was the tzura, this was the mare hagadol of all the yidden now marching back home, because now it's time to turn our attention to part two, and that is to bring the carbon pesach. Either way, hadron alach tam benishchat, but before we exhale and speak our raid, we're just going to start the Mishnah, so we don't fall behind this week, just to make our schol on the next perek, and then we're going to speak out some raid on the daf that we just learned. So the next Mishnah is going to discuss the halachos of the carbon pesach being brought on Shabbos. If Yud Dal and Nisan fell out on Shabbos, the Karban Pesach was brought. The Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. There's a fascinating hit rest of the story as it relates to the Karban Pesach being brought on Shabbos. That's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, the story with Hillel and the B'nai B'Seira, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas, Psachim Daf Samech Vav. But it begins with a Mishnah that's going to mention a Machloikis, Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, more specifically, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, and the machlokes involves not whether the Karban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos so much, because that it is, as we'll see, the maskana, but whether the machshirim of the Karban Pesach were Doicha Shabbos. So the actual offering of the Karban Pesach, even though it involved malachas, shchita and haktara, there were real malachas involved, but it was Doicha Shabbos. What about hechsher? What if Yud Dal Nisan falls out on Shabbos, and you live outside the Tchum, and you want to bring your animal to the Beis HaMikdash, like this, you can bring your Karban Pesach. Going Chutz L'Tchum is only a Hechsher. It's not the actual bringing of the Karban Pesach. It's a Hechsher for the Karban Pesach. Is that something you'd be allowed to do, or is that not something you'd be allowed to do? Rabbi Eliezer holds the Machshirim of the Karban Pesach, spoiler alert, is Doicha Shabbos. Chanun holds the Machshirim of the Karban Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos. If it sounds familiar, it's because we had the same exact Machloikis in Masechta Shabbos, in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milo, where Rabbi Eliezer holds that Milo, which is Doicha Shabbos, it's not only the Milo, but the Machshirim of Milo are also Doicha Shabbos. The Chachamim hold Milo is Doicha Shabbos, but Machshirim and Milo are not Doicha Shabbos. And really, this Mishnah is the sequel to the Mishnah in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milo. Rabbi Eliezer de Milo, what was Rabbi Eliezer's Shita? It's that not only is Milo Doicha Shabbos, but Machshirim Milo is Doicha Shabbos. The Chachamim argue, our Mishnah, we have the same exact Machloikis, not regarding Milo, but regarding Pesach. Pesach Stoicha Shabbos. What about Machshirei Pesach? Rabbi Eliezer L'shitasa, he holds Machshirei Milo Stoicha Shabbos, holds Machshirei Pesach Stoicha Shabbos. The Chachamim, as in Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, who argue with Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah Masech to Shabbos, they hold Machshirei Milo is not Stoicha Shabbos, as it relates to Karban Pesach, the same exact halach. Zok the Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim B'Pesach, Stoicha Nesach Shabbos, the following things on Pesach, are Stoicha Shabbos, Shitasa, the shchita v'zirkas damoy, the zrika, michui krovov, we'll see what that means in the Gemara, v'haktara eschalovov, and the haktara, even though these things are all really surim, doesn't matter. It's Doicha Shabbos, avot tzliyasoi, roasting the Karban Pesach, v'adochas krovov, and washing the innards of the Karban Pesach, eni Doicha Nesach Shabbos, then not Doicha Nesach Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, harkovos. What about carrying the Karban Pesach on Shabbos? You want to carry the Karban Pesach, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. So it's the 39th of the Lamed Tes Melachis. Or bringing the Pesach from outside the Tchum, so you can bring it on Shabbos. But what if the Karban Pesach would have a wart? It would have a mum, something that you can cut off and make it kosher. Could you remove that on Shabbos? Ain't Doichin as a Shabbos. The answer is no. It's not Doichin Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, Doichin, it is going to be Doichin Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, I'll prove to you I'm right. Based on one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatern, the Jewish Behem.
Which one? Kal v'chaymer. V'aloi dinu, he said. It's a kal v'chaymer. Man, shchita. Shi mishum malacha deichas ha-shabas. Man, dech shchita, which is a malacha deirayisnes deichas ha-shabas. Elu shnei mishum shvus la-yidchus ha-shabas. Those three things mentioned, carrying the Korban Pesach, bringing it from outside the tchum, or removing the wart, which are all Yisurid Rabbanon, certainly should be Deichas Shabbos. Now, why are those Yisurid Rabbanon? So carrying an animal, Chai Noises Atzmai. So it's only Nisid Rabbanon. Tchumin, everybody holds Tchumin's Rabbanon, with the exception of Rameyer, Rabbi Akiva, and we had a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer that said Rabbi Eliezer also holds that Tchumin's Deiraisa. You have to know how that stems with Rabbi Eliezer now in Mishnah. But either way, Pashtus, it's an Issa Rabbanon. And removing a wart, you can always do it Kalacha Yad. You can do it with a Shinoi. And being that you could do it with a Shinoi, it would also only be an Issa Rabbanon. So Rabbi Eliezer said, Kal v'chaymer, if Shchita, which is a real Issa Deiraisa, you could do on Shabbos for the Korban Pesach. Certainly these things, only Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua said, no, it's very different. Now first let's speak out. Why is it different? Shchita you have to do on Shabbos. These three things you could have done before Shabbos. Could have cut the wart off before Shabbos. You could have taken it from outside the tchum before Shabbos. Why do you have to carry it on Shabbos? You could have done it before Shabbos. And being these are three things you didn't have to do on Shabbos, here it's going to be different. And he proved it. He said, Yontif Yoichiach. I'll prove to you this distinction. You know what the proof is? Doing malach on Yontif. Now, you can't do malach on Yontif, but you could do a malach letzarech haichal nefesh. But even a malach that you're allowed to do letzarech haichal nefesh on Yontif, you can only do if you had to do it on Yontif. Any malach letzarechal nefesh, this is Mesechus Beyo 101, Hilchas Yontif 101. Any malach letzarechal nefesh that you could have done before Yontif, and it would have been just as good as had you done it on Yontif, right? If you cook before Yontif, the food's not going to be so fresh. So you're allowed to cook on Yontif. But anything you could have done before Yontif and wouldn't have been impacted on Yontif, so that halacha is you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. So you see, there's a distinction between a malacha that you're allowed to do, but if you could have done it before Yontif, it could be different. Sheyitira by Mishum Malacha, Vasa by Mishum Shvus. And not just that, you're allowed to do a malacha seichel nefesh on Yontif if you couldn't have done it before Yontif, even if it's a deraisa. You cannot do it on Yontif if you could have done it before Yontif, even if it's a derabbanon. So you see, the kavuchaim is not true. What matters is not deraisa derabbanon. What matters is could you have done it before Yontif or could you have not? Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Mazu Yeshua. What are you comparing Yontif for? Ma Raya, Rishus LaMitzvah. You're talking about cooking on Yontif? Yeah, it's nice. This is a mitzvah Korban Pesach. This is a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was there. And he contributed. He said, I'll prove it to you from Hazah. Shehim Mishum Mitzvah, Vehim Mishum Shvus, Ve'ina Doiches HaShabbos. So what's Hazah? We're talking about somebody that's Tomei Tumas Meis. The seventh day from when he became Tomei Tumas Meis, he had the ability to become Tar. What did he have to do? He had to have the Afer of the Paraduma, Mayim Chayim, El Kelly sprinkled on him, and if he got sprinkled on, that was his way of being tar. Now, Hazah on a Tomei is an Issa D'Rabban. It's not an Issa D'Raisa. It's an Issa D'Rabban. Why isn't it an Issa D'Raisa? Because go through a 39 Malachas. Doesn't check any of the boxes. Why is it Asim D'Rabban? And Rashi says, because it's Mechzi Kimisakim Gavra. It's a little like Tikkun Mana. You were Tomei, now you're Tar. So there's like a little bit of an idea of Tikkun Mana, like a Makar B'Patish concept. But it's for sure only Midrabban. Said Rabbi Akiva, now the halacha is that if somebody, it was Tomei Tumas Meit, his seventh day fell out on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach also fell out on Shabbos. So he needs Hazah in order for him to bring the Korban Pesach. The halacha is we don't do the Hazah. It's not Doiches HaShabbos. Now there, it's even a mitzvah. So he said, Af ata alta tam aleilu, sh'afo pei she'hem yishum mitzvah, ve'hem yishum shvus, v'yitchus HaShabbos. So said Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Eliezer, Meichet Teisi, just because it's a shvus and it's mishum mitzvah means it has to be Doiches. I have an objective proof that you're wrong, that it's not necessarily the case, because you have Hazah, Shvi, Mishum Mitzvah, only a Derabbanon, and still you see it's not Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, that's not objective. You have proof that that's the case. V'alei ani don. I don't know if I agree with you. I would disagree with you. According to me, that Machshire Pesach Adoich Shabbos, I think your case of Azal would also be Doich Shabbos. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, I hear Rabbi Eliezer. Now let's do a flipperoo. Oy chilof. Maybe look at it the opposite. Mat mazal shimishum shvos ene doich hashabes. Shchita shimishum malach ene doich. Ene din shaloi titchas hashabes. Says, you know what? How do we even know that Pesach is doich hashabes? Let's slow down a second. Maybe something that's mishum shvos is not doich hashabes. And if that's the case, certainly Pesach, which involves a malacha day rice, it shouldn't be doich hashabes. Meaning, why are we even taking for granted that Pesach is doich hashabes? Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Eliezer's Talmud. So he said, Akiva, a character mashal kasa b'Torah. What are you trying to uproot something in the Torah? It says, Vayasu b'nei Yisrael es ha-Pesach b'moyadoi. And b'moyadoi teaches me b'im b'chol, b'im b'shabbos. Amaloi. So Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, Rebbe, havoli moyed le'elu k'moyed l'shchita. He said, if that's the case, that would only explain why you should be able to bring the Karban Pesach, which has to be done by Mayadeh. If the source that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos is the word by Mayadeh, so whatever needs to be done at this time, whatever needs to be Mayadeh, that you'd be able to do. As opposed to anything that you could have done before Shabbos, that's not included in Mayadeh. As a result, I don't necessarily see why it should be Deicha. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Eliezer, if you're coming from this Pasuk, then I forget about our Kal V'chomers and our Pirchas. The Makar that Pesach is Deicha Shabbos is B'mayadoi. Also, it says clearly, whatever needs to be done B'mayadoi should be Deicha Shabbos. Whatever doesn't need to be done B'mayadoi shouldn't be Deicha Shabbos. K'mal Om Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, here's the rule. Kol Malach HaShev Shalas Leisem Erev Shabbos and Deicha Shabbos. Anything that you could have done before Shabbos, not Deicha Shabbos. Shchita. Shev Shalas Leisem Erev Shabbos, Deicha Shabbos. Only Shchita that you couldn't have done before Shabbos, that's going to be Deicha Shabbos. Either way, this is just the beginning. It's really the backdrop of the next few dafin that we are going to learn. Now we can exhale and return to the daf. And that is, we discussed the way the Karban Pesach was brought. Mishnah said that all of Klal Yisrael, all the animals were divided into three groups. And the three groups individually brought the Karban Pesach. Nichnas HaKar Rishoyna, Yotzesa Kat Rishoyna, Nichnasa Kat Shniya, Yotzesa Shniya, Nichnasa Shlishas. One of the things that the Mishnah said was that when each one of the respective kitos entered the Azara, the doors were closed. And there was an interesting machloikis between Abaye V'Rava and Daf Samech Dalet Amud Beis. So oftentimes, when you have a machloikis Abaye V'Rava, Yish Olei Midas Havi Yish, Loi Havi Yish, Lechi Oimid Me'elov, it is a Lechi, it's not a Lechi. And this was a machloikis between Abaye V'Rava in terms of Maisa Shehoya Kachay, what exactly happened? How did the doors close? Abaye said, Nina Lutanat. They used to close by themselves. They closed Al Derech Nes. Rava said, Noya Lutanat. No, they didn't close Al Derech Nes, but rather there was a Kohen that got up, and he was the one that physically closed the doors of the Azara. So a machloik is Baye V'Rava. Did it happen by itself, or did it not happen by itself? And the Gemara explains, Abaye Amar Nina Lutanan. Abaye said that it was Ninalu, Kemada Ailu, Mailu, V'samchinen Anisa. They were Soymech Ananes. They relied on the fact that a miracle was going to happen, and it was going to close on its own. Rava Amar, Rava says, Noyelun Tlan, V'samchinen Anisa. They weren't being Soymech Anani Nisim. And being that they weren't Soymech Anani Nisim, in fact, Ain't soymchen al anes is a halacha. There's a Yerushalmi in the first parak of Masech Tzumah that learns it out from a pasuk. V'loy senasu. We learn from there that ain't soymchen al anes. So Rava says, no, they weren't soymchen miracles. No, they had to go up and physically make sure that they closed the doors. So Abaye said that it happened b'derech nes, somchin and anisa. Rava said, ain't soymchen al anes, and they weren't relying on any miracles when it came to closing the doors after each one of the kitos entered the Azara. The Chasam Sofer, in a few places, in his Divrei Agada, specifically in his drushes on Pesach, and this is Drush Chav Dalet. It's a drusha that he gave Erev Pesach, Tof Kuf Peches. So he asked the Gevaldige Kasha. He says, I don't understand. It sounds a little bit like Rava was of the opinion that Lo Yisamchina Nanisa. They couldn't be Soymech Ananes. Meaning Abaye said, a miracle's going to happen. Let it take care of itself. One less thing that we have to be concerned with. Rava said, no! This is not something you're allowed to do. Right, the Chasam Sofer, do the math. You have all of Klal Yisrael literally jammed into the Azara. The whole Azara was 135 Amis. It wasn't even that big. If you cheshbon the square feet and the amount of Yidden that were inside, it was impossible, b'derech hateva, for this to play itself out. Elamai, they were being soymech on a nes. So if they were being soymech on a nes, right, the Chasam Sofer, Rava says, oh, to be soymech on a nes, the doors to close by themselves? No, this is where we draw the line. I understand this whole mare hagadol is all alpines. Because alpiderech hateva, nothing that's happening makes any sense. Elamai, this is all a miracle. So if it's a miracle, so what's wrong with being soymech on a nes for the doors to close by themselves? Says the Chasam Sofer, a dover nifla, and this is a yesoid that the Chasam Sofer says throughout his farm, and it's something that we've spoken about time and time again, because it just keeps on coming up. And that is, says the Chasam Sofer, the fact that so many Yidden were able to pack into the Azara in such a small space was not a miracle. It wasn't a miracle. It was b'derech hateva. He says, what do you mean it wasn't a miracle? It doesn't make any sense. He said, because we know that the teva is that when it comes to Dvarim Shebekdusha, Mu'it is always machzik es hamerubah. And physics gets defied
when it comes to Avodas HaKodesh. And there's no boundaries of space, and there's no boundaries of time when it comes to Kedusha. If a person wants to take it upon himself to do a Dovah Shebe Kedusha, he doesn't have to worry about Mokrim, he doesn't have to worry about Zman. Because there's a concept, there's a Musag of Mu'at HaMachzik Etz HaMerubah. The Chasam Sofer briefly references a rabbite that we know. He says, that's pshat by the Leila Seder, you could say, Holach Ma'anyo, Kol Dichven Yesev Yechol, Kol Ditzruch Yesev Yechol. What do you mean, you're inviting all your neighbors? How's everybody going to fit into your house? The Teretz is, because the Leila Seder, you have the ability to transform your house into such a makom kadosh that it's going to be a mu'at hamachzik es hamerubah. That's the word that the Chasam Sofer brings from his grace, the Rebbe of the Hafla, who said that baruch tanacha mishatechem, the brachas and parshas kisavik. What's baruch tanacha? The brach is not the peiros in tanacha. The tanacha itself, your basket's going to be gebenched. It's going to be able to hold more than really it's supposed to. There's an idea of mu'at hamachzik es hamerubah, and says the Chasam Sofer, that idea of mu'at hamachzik es hamerubah is this kind of moifis. It's teva. It's something that you find over and over and over again. Listen to the way the Chasam Sofer presented this vart right here. The pasuk says, "Veskola edo he cut el pesach yomoy vayas moish kashativa Hashem oisoy vatikalo edo el pesach yomoy." So this is talking about b'yoyim akamas amishkan vayiba yemashmini. So the whole klai is all packed in vatikal ho edo el pesach yomoy. Every single year, packed into the Pesach HaYomoy. So, Taylor Garashi, Ze Echad Ben Amakoymois, Shehichzik Mu'at Es HaMerubah. This is one of the places you find in history that Mu'at Es Machzik Es HaMerubah. Said the Chasam Sofer, he says, it's interesting. Because, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu performed a lot of miracles. But whenever he performed a miracle, the Pasuk says, Hashem comes to Moshe and he tells him, Neteyes Yotcha, right, lift up your hand. Hare Mes Matcha, take the shtekin, take your stick and lift it. Or, says the Chasam Sofer, Hiskish Shum Shame. You find that Moshe Rabbeinu used shemois to kill the Mitzri. Ayshum pa'ula, or he did something. There was always something going down. Maybe a carbon that was being brought. But there was always something that preceded a miracle taking place. Here, Hashem tells Moshe, go ahead and take all the yidim, tell them to come to Pesach HaYomoy. It doesn't say he lifted up his hand. It doesn't say that he used his stick. It doesn't say that he brought a carbon. It doesn't say he used any of the shemos. All the pasuk says is Vayas Moshe Kachetziv Hashem, and all the yidim came together al Pesach HaYomoy. It was a miracle. Since it was a miracle, how come it doesn't have the hakdama that you always have any time that Moshe Rabbeinu performed the miracle? Says the Chasam Sofer, because it really wasn't a miracle. What was the miracle? There was no nace taking place over here. Mu'at Hichzik Es HaMerubah, of course, it was a Makom Kodesh. And Kedusha is not limited by physics. So if it's not limited by physics, what's the grace of Maifas? There's no major miracle taking place over here. So if there's no miracle, you didn't need Neteyes Niyotcha, Harem Es Matcha, Oich Hizker Es Hashem, Oich Shum Pu'ulu Lazeh. It was very simple. He just went ahead and he did what he was supposed to do, because there was no miracle. So says the Chasam Sofer, if there's an idea of Mu'at HaMachzik Es HaMerubah, and it's Teva, it's not Bederech Nes, so the fact that so many Yidu were able to fit into the Azara, that wasn't a miracle. That wasn't a miracle. You know what was a miracle? The miracle was that at some point the doors closed. And at some point, there were just too many people there. And the doors, that's it, good luck. Nobody else could fit in. That's a moifis. That you're in a makom of Kedusha, and all of a sudden, do we have to close the doors? That's, I'm sorry, we're not accepting any more reservations. Nobody else can walk in. That's a moifis. That's a miracle. The miracle was not the fact that so many people were able to be there. The miracle was that the doors actually closed at some point. And Rava said, we can't be soimich on that nest. The fact that it's more the machzik zushka moifis. The fact that the doors were going to close. Oh, he said, that already was a moifis. The Chasam Sofer, one of the places that he talks about this is in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos. And in Pirkei Avos, he says that the Mishnah says that there were 10 miracles that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. One of them was that when the Yidden came to be over regal, they were oimdim tzefufin. It was a miracle. What was the miracle? They were mishtachfen revachim. If you aimed them tzvufim, how could you be mishtachfen revachim? Zok Chasam Sofer, we were taught all wrong when we were little boys. That wasn't a miracle. The miracle wasn't mishtachfen revachim. He says, you know what the miracle was? That they were aimed them tzvufim. Because in a place that has so much kedusha, there's mu'at hamachzik es hamerubah, how could they have felt sekvetched? It was a moifis that they were aimed them tzvufim. See, they say, why would Hashem make such a miracle? It's an interesting miracle. The miracle was that they should be aimed them tzvufim. So the Chasam Sofer says, the reason there was a miracle was because the Gemara says, Mesachtes Brachas Tavamam in days. Agri de Bekalo Duchka. The ikeschar that you get for going and running to hear a shir, flocking to see the Rebbe, is the shtuperai. That's the ikeschar. When you get stepped on, that's the main schar that you're going to get. It's a Gemara. Angry the Beit Kaladuchka. So had they not felt tzfufin in the Azara, they would have lost the schar of Angry the Beit Kaladuchka. So Hashem had to perform a miracle. You know what the miracle was? Oimdim tzfufin. That was the miracle. Because the Mokim HaMikdash was such a place of Kedusha that for them to have felt this feeling of tzfufim is something that really made absolutely no sense. The Teretz is, it was all a miracle. It was a miracle of Angri de Bekaladuchka, but the Moifis was not the Mishtachmin Revachim. The Moifis was the fact that they were Oimdim tzfufim. Either way, this is what the Chassam Sofer said, and this is the first Ta'ara. Just to be Messiah in Perek Tom and Nishchat, Me'ena psicha. So we learned Perek Tamin Nishchat, which began dealing with the halachis of the carbon tamin. As a keves, echa tase v'boiker, ve'es a keves asheni, tase beinu arbaim. So just one ha'ara. That is, there's a medrash that the Svarim quote, Chassam Sofer brings it, in Teres Moshe, in Parashas Pinchas. The medrash says as follows. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, ze klal gadol b'Torah. In the Medrash is another Tana that argues. He says, "V'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha zeh klal gadol mimenu." That's even a bigger klal. Chadomar. There's another Tana that said, "No. You wonder what the real klal gadol b'Torah is? It's a keves echa tasa b'boiker, that's a keves hasheni tasa bein arbaim." So the Medrash brings three opinions. What is klal gadol b'Torah? We know v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha zeh klal gadol b'Torah, and it made it. It's one of the three opinions that are mentioned in this Medrash. But there are two other ones. V'yahavchel reyachel kamoicha zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad zeh klal gadol b'Torah. And finally, es akeves echa tasev aboyker ves akeves hasheni tasev bein arbaim. Not only is that klal gadol b'Torah, but zeh klal gadol mimenu. This is the greatest of all the klalim. And the question is, what's so unique about es akeves echa tasev aboyker ves akeves hasheni tasev bein arbaim, which is of course talking about the carbon talmid that was brought in the morning, that was brought in the afternoon. Why would this be the klal gadol b'Torah? So much so that it's zeh klal gadol mimenu. So the Svarim say that the idea of the carbon tamid was tmidus, yoimi, every single day, relentless, rain or shine, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Every single day there was a carbon tamid, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Because when a person dedicates himself to something, and he does it tmidim kisidron, and he does it b'boiker, b'tzarai, without any hefzik, that's the power. That's how a person can tap in and he can start reaching Madregas. Tzvelof and tzvelof is nishvir and tzvansik. But when it's 24 years of ritzufos, of learning, when it's akeves echa tasa baboykev, it's akeves hasheni tasa bein rabayim, that has a cumulative and exponential effect. And that's sort of what the Medrash is referring, ayin and all the sifrei machshava and the sifrei musar and the sifrei kabbalah and primius atayra above my pay grade. But I was just thinking one ha'ara to maybe say pshat in this Medrash based on two Divrei Torah from the Shevet Sofer. One we mentioned very, very quickly, not so long ago. And the second one is Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush. We learned the Gemara together, Masechtes Psachim Nat, Daf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that Yaakov Avinu was lying on his deathbed. And he turned, he called his family together. Yikra Yaakov, Abon of Ayoymer, He Asfu, V'agid Olachem. Bikesh Yaakov, Legalis, Abon of Ketz Ayomer. Yaakov even wanted to reveal to his family the Ketz. The Nostalgia Man of Shechin. And suddenly the Shechin went away from him. He couldn't remember when Mashiach's supposed to come. Amar, he got worried. He said, Shemachas V'shalom Yesh V'mitas V'psul. Maybe there's something wrong in my family. Kavram, Shiyatsu Man of Yishmo. V'avi Yitzchok, Shiyatsu Man of Esav, Amloy Bonav. So the children told him, he said, you have nothing to worry about. Tata, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And Pashit Shema Yisrael, Yisrael as in Yisrael, it was Yaakov. They were talking to their father Yaakov. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Kishem She'im Belibcha Ela Echad. Kach Im Belibeinu Ela Echad. The Shevet Sofer in his Pirush on Chumash says that maybe you can say a little bit of a knitch. Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal the Ketz. And all of a sudden, it was Niskalkim and Shechina. And he was worried. What was his concern? His concern was that maybe at some point in the future, he's going to have children that are going to come from him. And these children are not going to be roi for the Ketz. Maybe these children are not going to be roi for Mashiach to come. Just like his Zayda had a son Yishmael, and his father had a son Esav. Who knows if at some point in the future, Klal Yisrael is going to have a big chelik of it that are going to be so removed from Torah. And because they're going to be so removed from Torah, they're not going to be worthy. they're not going to be worthy for Mashiach to come. And this was Yaakov's concern. Maybe Nistalkim and Eshchina, because maybe the joke was on me. Maybe it's not going to happen. Maybe I don't know when Mashiach's going to come, because in the future, there's going to be people that are going to come from me, from my progeny, that are not going to be right for Mashiach to come. And the kids heard this, and they turned to Yaakov, and they said, Yaakov, don't worry. Because even if it's true, even if maybe there'll be someone like Yosef that had a Yishmo, or Avi Yitzchak that had an Esav, but there's always going to be Yidden that are going to be looking out for them. And there's going to always be Yidden that are going to make sure that they're being makar of them, and make sure that they're not forgotten. So like this, they're going to be brought back. They'll be brought back home, and as a result, Mashiach will be able to come. So they said, Shema Yisrael. A Yid, when he says Shema Yisrael, he doesn't just say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Bein Adam L'Malkin. But the Yid starts off, he says, Shema Yisrael, Klai Yisrael, listen to what I have to say. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He said, there's going to be Yidin that are going to make sure that other Yidin are going to be brought back. You have nothing to worry about. There's going to be a psul bazaar, it's fine. Because there's always going to be Yidin that are going to be saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And as long as there's going to be Yidin that are going to be reaching out, they're going to be Yidin that are going to be Mekarev Rechaikim, they're going to be Mekarev Kroivim. Then you have not, it could be psulim bizarecho, but at the end of the day, there'll be yidden that are b'yorim mishpatecho le'yakev v'seiroschel Yisrael. And that was what they meant when they said, Shema Yisrael al derech hadrush. The yidden are going to call out to other yidden, and they're going to say, Hashem alakeinu, Hashem achad. This is not something you have to worry about. This is the first Shevet Sofer. The second Shevet Sofer is Ein Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush. It's a Dover Nifla. In the parish of the Karban Tamid, we know this, because we learned this a lot on Rosh Chodesh. So the Karban Tamid, we say, Oilas Tamid, Ha'asuya Behar Sinai, L'reach Nichayach Ishal Hashem. And Rashi in Chumash says, we're talking about the Oilas Tamid. What does Ha'asuya Behar Sinai mean? So Rashi brings two pshatim. What exactly we're trying to say when we say Ha'asuya Behar Sinai? But said the Shevet Sofer, who was the son of the Ksav Sofer, who was the son of the Chsam Sofer, Presbigerov, is that we'll explain to you what it means. Ha'asuya Behar Sinai, the Oilas Tamid, the Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim were Karbonet Tzibur. And the fact that they were Karbonet Tzibur made them very, very special. The reason is because every single Yid had a chelik in the Oilas Tamid, because it was financed by the Machzis HaShekel. And when it came to the Machzis HaShekel, the Osho Lo Yarbe, the Adal Lo Yamed, the Machzis HaShekel, every single Yid was equal. Every single Yid was the same. The Osho couldn't be Marbe, and the Dal couldn't be Mavin. So he says, you want to know why the Karban Oilah was so unique? You want to know, we saw in yesterday's daf, that the Karban Pesach, the Karban Tamid is called Zivchi, Zevach HaMiyuchidli. It's the Zevach that's Miyuchid to me. You want to know why it's Miyuchid? Because this is a Karban that every single Yid had a chelik in. You know what that means? This was a carbon that was brought with the achdus of Klal Yisrael. And that's what's so special about the carbon tamid. Says the Torah, Oilas tamid ha'asuya b'har Sinai. You have to make sure that the oilas tamid should be like the oil that was brought by Har Sinai. By Har Sinai was vayichan shom Yisrael neged ahar. Ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. With the same achdus, the same ki'ish echad b'leiv echad that was vayichan shom Yisrael by Har Sinai, azoy daf me bring in a carbon tamid. So the Shevet Sofer said, that's the pshat, Oilas Tamid. You know how you're supposed to bring the Oilas Tamid? Ha'asuya b'Har Sinai. The same way that it was brought by Har Sinai. But Har Sinai was brought, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, Azoy Daf Ben Brengen, the Karban Tamid. It has to be brought, Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, because that's the power, that's the Koyach of the Karban Tamid. So I was thinking, maybe that's what's going on here in this Medrash. We know, V'yahaf L'Riyachah Kamoicha Zek Klal Godel B'Torah. Now, why is that Zek Klal Godel B'Torah? So many different shatim. But what's Klal Gadol b'Torah? Klal Yisrael has to be ba'achdus. So you want to know Klal Gadol b'Torah? Chadama, one man dama said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zeu Klal Gadol b'Torah. Because what is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? In Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is included v'yahavtal reyachal kamoicha zeh Klal Gadol b'Torah. Because a Yid doesn't just say, when he says the word Shema Yisrael, I mean, the most epic line we have in Judaism. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What are we doing? Meretzayana, you're talking to another Yid. You're telling Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's no greater expression of V'yahavtal Reyachah Kamoicha than Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. V'yahavtal Reyachah Kamoicha, the other man Dama said, Zeu Klal Gadol B'Torah. That's Mefurish. V'yahavtal Reyachah Kamoicha, V'chad Dama, and the other man Dama said, Esakeves Echad Tasa Baboike, Vesakeves Hasheni Tasa Bein Rabbein, because that's the same exact thing. It's Ha'asuya B'Har Sinai, because that's what the Karban Tamid was. It's V'yahavtal Reyachah Kamoicha, Zeu Klal Gadol B'Torah. Maybe al derech drush. All three of the Tanam in this Medrash were saying the same thing. They were all saying, "V'yahavtal reyachah kamoicha." It's Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. It's
included in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Shevet Sofer in Parshas Vayechi. It's Vayahav Reacha Kamoicha. That's Rabbi Akiva's Memra. And it's included in Asakeves Echad Tasu Baboiker. That's Akeves Hasheni Tasu Bein Rabbayim. That's the Shevet Sofer in Parshas Pinchas. We can go on, but we'll stop short and just end with one final Chassam Sofer, the theme of the day. And that is in the beginning of the Parsha of the Talmud. So we say, Vaidaber Hashem al Moshe leimoi, tzaves b'nei Yisrael v'yamarto aleihem, es korboni lachmi li'ishai, reyach nichoichi tishmeru, lahakrev li b'moyadai. So the Chassam Sofer said, es korboni lachmi li'ishai. Ishai is oisiyos, aleph, shin yud. Aleph, said the Chassam Sofer, is miloshen eleph, it's 1,000. Shin yud is shai, it's begematria 310. There was 1,310 years that the Yidden were able to bring Karbanos. 40 years in the Midbar, 440 years from when they entered Eretz Yisrael until Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. There was 410 years that we had Bayis Rishon, and for 420 years we had Bayis Sheni. If you do the math, 40 plus 440 plus 410 plus 420, it's 1,310 years. Said Heilig Chassam Sofer said, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael v'yamarta aleh, you should tell the Yidden, as karboni lachmi li'ishai, that for Ishai, Elef Shin Yud, for 1,310 years, the Yidden are going to be zoicha to bring karbonas. And it's going to be reyach nichoichi. I'm going to have a tremendous reyach nichoyach. After that, says the Eibush, the Tishmeru, V'aviv Shomer HaSadova. After that, we're going to have to wait, L'hakrev Liba Mayadai, until we'll be Zoicha again, to L'hakrev Liba Mayadai. Says, Karboni Lachmi L'Ishai, Ishai, Elef Shun Yud, for 1,310 years, there will be Karbonis. It's going to be Reach Nichoichi. Afterwards, Tishmeru, says the Eibush, there won't be Karbonis, but I'm going to be waiting. I'll be counting down, Tishmeru, to L'hakrev Liba Mayadai, until we'll be able to bring Karbonis again. Then my hand.